You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's also, if you imagine it as the word hair, which generally means what's on your head, and elsewhere.
Feel good about it? Jesus.
Whoa.
Exactly.
Why'd you do that?
Because I'm dirty. I'm dirty.
This is The Greg Cody Show with Greg Cody.
Pardon it.
Here's your host, Greg Cody.
How will we do a show today without our midweek meeting?
Well, Yeti and I had a midweek meeting.
Ooh.
And spoke for at good length, and you weren't there. So
I mean, listen, what you call good length is probably just a couple minutes. If I'm
no, I think it was like 20 minutes.
Now oh, it wow. was interrupted with a delivery driver.
Yes,
your mom got a delivery of something, and your dad hits him up. Nothing for Greg. And then yeah. hit him. Sure enough, the guy had what your dad was looking for.
He did.
If your dad didn't stop him, he would have left.
Yep, my pergola rods. And one of the things delivered to your mother was something not wrapped that's for my birthday. So like my own birthday surprise was spoiled.
Happy birthday, Greg.
Thank you. Well, it's not yet, but thank you anyway.
But there's still time to not make it.
That's right. Nothing is assumed.
We have nothing planned for you this year.
Actually, you do have something planned for me this year.
No, we don't.
No, I don't mean on the air. I don't mean on the podcast. I mean in real life.
Are you talking about Dadder Day?
No. I'm talking about, apparently we're going out to brunch on Sunday.
Or something. Yeah, but yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought you meant, I meant on the podcast, we have nothing planned. We should talk about Dadder Day too. That's funny.
What the hell is Dadder Day? Let's just go now.
That's what I mean. Let's just do the podcast. I don't like talking about things.
We've been recording for a minute and a half.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Dadder Day. Okay. This is something that, I thought it was clever. Okay. I'm turning Saturday into Dadder Day, D-A-D-U-R-D-A-Y, and what that is.
I think everyone picked up on where we were going. No,
you threw me for a loop, though.
There you go. It's Dadder Day. What's happening is Greg is inviting his two young, strong adult sons to devote several hours on a future Saturday to yard work, to helping dad in the yard, to, you know, getting a pickup truck, you know, buying 40 bags of mulch, 40 bags of soil, a couple of bougainvilleas, you know, a bunch of plants, and helping me basically refurbish my entire yard. I have yet to get a real commitment.
It's not a real day.
Now, I have an idea. I am fully committing right now to Dadder Day.
Now, yes.
There is some negotiating here. Now, in my place, could I send just two people that I've paid to go in my place to your house?
Wait a minute.
You're now getting the two people. So it's like way more than I could achieve. So you're getting way more than I would have given you. Do I still get that credit if I'm the one who sent these? What do you mean no?
Absolutely not.
Michael will still be there. It will be Michael and two random people that I've hired.
No.
To show up for me. No. And that's three people we have.
That is against the spirit of Dadder Day.
But Dad, you know I'm terrible at this stuff. So
Greg
they
would be
will
so
be
perplexed if I showed up on his doorstep. Chris paid me to be here.
I'll send Yeti. Will that can I send Yeti?
If they were two people I know, it would lessen the blow.
All right, I'll send Yeti and we'll bring Andrew Streeter down. There'll be Yeti and Andrew Streeter.
And those two will just be singing the entire time and not doing any yard work. No, the whole point of Dadder Day is a father-son thing. It's my two sons.
Dad, I have
something old
you,
dad.
I see you
He's
so
old
much.
Old Greg. And he needs help.
It's so, Dad, it's so hot right now. Why are we doing this now at this time of year?
Like it's hot and getting hotter. It's going to be 130 degrees. What we're going to do is we're going to, and you guys will be the heavy lifters, and I will be the foreman.
Well, Michael and my two paid workers.
No, you're going to be there, and you know it.
Dad, that's three people. Like, so you're not in this for the efficiency of actually getting a lot of yard work done.
It's called Dadder Day. I want my sons to help me.
Dad, these two people that I show up have dad. They will have had dads.
Listen to me. I could hire outside help to do all this.
All right, good. Good idea. Deal.
That's not the spirit of Dadderday. Okay, you're either in or you're out. Now, frankly, I haven't even broached this with Michael yet, so I have no idea whether he's in or not. But,
we should get his response on record.
Oh, that's for sure.
We should honestly get the Levitard video crew over to our house, to your house on Dadderday, because like, there's good content to be made of like you being like the project manager of me and Michael.
Yes. Well, if that's what it takes to get Dadderday done, I will agree to it. I mean, I'm there just to refurbish my yard, not thinking content. But if you want to send the crew out there, feel free. But yeah, let's make that happen. You and Michael need to get together, agree on a Saturday, make it a Saturday that I'm going to be there. UM doesn't have like a big home game.
God, it's like college football now. Like Saturdays and Sundays are so awesome now. You couldn't have done this 4 weeks ago when there was nothing going on Saturdays and Sundays.
You know what? I didn't think of it until recently. So that kind of thing. And, you know,
why is your hair so puffy right now?
I just got out the shower.
You blew dry.
I'm going out
to
dinner
dried it.
Later
is it blow dry? You blow dried it.
I blow dry my hair. Yes. What's wrong with that?
It's just, you look like you look like you just got a perm.
Okay.
Except for perm's curly, dude.
Whatever.
Well, plus I always used to make fun of, your mother, or your grandmother, Nana, my mother. Because back in that day, all the women got perms. And I always used to say, why do they call it a perm when it's obviously temporary? You get several perms a year.
Like permanent? Is that what you're making there?
Exactly.
It's a long-lasting curly hairdo. Yeah, no, my mom, same thing.
And now you've turned into Nana.
Yeti, what do you think of my hair? Because Christopher's always making fun of it.
You are desperately in need of a trim up.
Look at the side.
No, like I know. It's
way
very
too long, Dad.
Yeah,
you look like a scientist.
I mean, I do too. I'm due for a haircut too, but man, Greg.
But at least Yeti and I on the side.
Get some Brill cream and slick that back some more on the sides. Pat, you know, mat
Yeti,
that down some.
What do you get on the side? When you go to the barber, you don't say a trim on the side. You get the buzz on the side.
I get a skin fade. Yeah.
Of course.
The hell does that mean? A skin fade.
It's a fade. It's the razor.
Fade all the way. They don't square it up around the neck. It's fade. It's a fade from like skin close all the way up.
My dad's terrified to talk to a barber.
I want Christopher there with me.
Greg, I want you to go to the barber and say, give me a skin fade, please.
Can you walk in, skin fade? Hit record on your phone and just let us be a fly on the wall to this awkward conversation between you and the God, that would be good content, Dad. You just hitting record, putting the phone in your pocket and letting our audience just be a fly on the wall for your haircut experience would be hilarious.
Do you know how annoyed Jane would be if I lived down there? Because like, I got to go record Greg for his haircut. And I do it too.
Yes.
She gets annoyed now because like, I can't even do a little, I mean, I can. Look, she supports me in everything I do, but I will get the little side eye. If I'm at the park, let's say, and wanting to record a little bit of me doing mundane things on behalf of the show.
Yeah.
She, really? We can't go for a walk in the park without doing show?
Always working.
Hey, excellent. Listen, I don't speak the language of a modern haircut. Like, skin fade to me sounds like something dirty.
You just don't even know how to talk. Whoa. You just don't know how to talk to people.
No, I just don't know the one thing versus two versus
it's not
three.
It's not a difficult concept, Dad. A zero is bald.
Okay.
Okay. Now work your way out. Like one is like a little bit of hair, two's a little longer, three, it's
okay.
It's
why won't you come to me to the barber and explain that to her?
Because I just explained it to you, and if you were a normal human, you could take the information I just gave to you and walk in there and say, hey, I clearly don't want to be bald, so I don't want a zero, but we're thinking, what do you think on the side? A one, a two, a three? And they will tell you, and they will be like, oh, you're an older man, you don't want a zero or a one. We'll start you at a two, we'll fade you up, it'll be perfect.
Okay. Fade me up. I'm worried about fading out, not fading up.
We got to do something with this guy. Maybe we'll have a barber come into the Levitard show and we'll like have you get a haircut, a stylish haircut on air. Wow, we're producing a lot of good bits for the Levitard show in this podcast so far.
Let's do that for our show. I would love that because it would be a free haircut in exchange for publicity for the cutter.
That the point is throughout this entire we're just saying it's a Levitard show bit so we can use their resources with all the video editors and video cameras they have.
Yeah, we should
do
that.
And then throughout the entire bit, you will be plugging the Greg Cody show.
Oh, good. I like that.
So it's like essentially we'll use it. We can use all the content too on our podcast. So like, we're just going to call it a Levitard show bit to use the resources. And then we're going to use it all over our air and our social media and everything.
Make that happen. I agree to that. I agree to an on-air haircut.
On-air haircut and Datter Day on video.
Okay, as long as you and Michael participate in Datter Day.
That way I can get paid for Datter Day.
Oh, whatever. Okay. Yes. I want Datter Day to happen.
I'm telling you, two people are showing up and they're just going to be like, hi, I'm Chris.
Two people? They're both Chris?
It's going to be two people showing up and they're going to in unison say, we are Chris.
No, it's going to be you and your brother. The bros, the young bros.
There we go.
Gotta be the ones doing it. And rent, if you don't know anybody with a pickup truck, be prepared to rent a U-Haul or a Home Depot pickup truck. Because believe me, we are buying so much mulch, so much topsoil, that your eyes are going to spin. They're going to roll on your head.
Okay.
Like a roulette wheel.
So excited about it.
Listen, I want to mention something that Yeti and I were talking about on the show meeting that you forgot about and didn't attend. We were talking about the Sueys and whether or not we can declare right now that Yeti has won his first career Suey for best music.
I cannot do that.
Whoa.
I'm not gonna spoiler alert the Suey winners. Like, I'm not gonna give this show a scoop. The Suey winners will be announced on Monday of the Lebitard show.
I was not a fan of this part of the planning meeting.
Oh, I was.
My neuroses, you know.
Look, I know, like, the Suey's kind of got, like, separated a lot into 2 weeks. So the voting, you know, not to make my head spin, I had to cut off the voting for the first week's awards last weekend. And we had Revelation and Story this past week. So voting is still going on for that as we record. But that's about to wrap up. And we will have our final two winners. And it was a fun Suey's year. I'm glad they're over. I'm sure Yeti is, too. But it was a fun... You know, a lot of votes, and it's exciting.
Man, putting them together is a slog, but it is fun. Like,
it is fun.
Like, to figure out, whoa, the things that you did remember, the things that you forgot that were surprised. Yeah. I mean, like, we almost forgot George Toma.
Yes.
That was, like, you didn't have it on your list, Rage didn't have it on his, and I was like, wait a minute, we don't have anything from Toma here. I was real close to forgetting it.
A final shout out and thank you to Yeti and Rage Against Twitter.
Gosh, without Rage those did two, so much of the background.
Without
work.
Those two, the Sueys would be would be Suey. They would be shitty.
I do want to comment on something that was different this year than the last 2 years. This was my favorite Sueys since 2020, and here's what made it different.
Because of Rage's thorough amount of nominees that he gave us to choose from.
He did that last year, too. It was the difference in the way it was presented. The last two Sueys. So 2020, it was COVID
getting
and
to watch,
everyone was
getting
out of
to
Sui.
Watch reaction? Was it getting to watch reaction?
Yeah. So 2020, it was, we still, even though it was just Mike, Dan, and Stu in the studio for most of that whole time, everyone else was remote. Like, there was still, it was reacting as the results were being played. And then 21 and 22, you guys had it pre-recorded.
We didn't do video for it.
Right. And it took away a little bit. But this year, it was kind of back to the old Suey formula. And I loved it. I was real happy with it.
I will say that the voice of the audience was heard with that, because I fought for that, having heard from you, Yeti, and Rage, and other diehards who were missing and longing for just us reacting to it. So
yeah, we brought back the excitement again.
There were some video meetings where there were some, like, at one point they were going to try to get all the nominees and get the videos for each of them.
I thought about that.
And I was just like, folks, we are overthinking this. That is going to be such a difficult edit for whoever's in charge of that on video. I'm like, our nominees are so all over the place that I couldn't even tell you where half the stuff originally aired. So I was like, the audience is craving for the easiest version of this. Just turn the cameras on and let us react. And then we're back.
So who won Greg Cody's favorite category?
Who
best
won?
Back in my day?
Dad, you're going to have to listen on Monday. Like, that's it.
We come out on Monday.
But I'm not letting somebody listen to this at 7 a.m. and, like, know the winners before they air on the Lebitard show. You're going to hear it Monday.
Why?
Because it's just like, that's, I'm gonna,
that's one of the reasons they'll tune in to Lebitard.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even like we have such a big audience. Let's help out the Lebitard show.
I love that your dad had the chance to scoop the Meadowlark story a few years ago and opted out it because it was his anniversary, but he wants to scoop the Suey winners right now, really bad.
All right, I'll give you this spoiler alert, Greg. In the back in my day category, you won.
Wow, yes, how about that?
A victory for Greg.
I was thinking about that a week ago. I was like, my dad just gets a Suey Award.
Every
like, this
year.
Is bullshit. Just because back in my day is all him. You're the only one where the like an entire category is one person.
But don't you remember? It didn't always be like that.
It didn't always be like that.
Yeah, I know. That was a weird way for me to say that.
No, you're right. We haven't always done a back in my day category. It's been one of those.
No, but there was one year when Amin did a black in my day and Izzy did a back in my gay. Mm-hmm. You don't remember that?
Yeah. Were those nominated?
Yeah, I think they were.
I don't remember them being
nominated. I don't think they were.
Oh, yeah, there was a couple. Amin did like three or four black in my days.
Yeah, and they were good. I enjoyed those.
I think Mike Schur's done a back in my day too.
I think he probably has.
I should have had
to ridicule you.
You just, I should have put that in the winning. Oh. That would have beat you. How mad would you have gotten if Mike Schur's won back in my day this year beat all of yours? Yeah.
I would have been furious.
You're lucky you didn't say that a couple weeks ago because that I would have done that to you.
To be honest with you, that's the kind of thing that would really piss me off.
You wouldn't have read it in like when the reading the liners, you would have not read it. You would have
I
been
love
like,
the idea of Greg and Michael Schur for. What the F is this?
You know? No, this is my category. I will not read this.
Seriously. No. I mean, come on now.
I come in at the end, Mike Schur, back in my day.
Yeah, that would not have gone over well with me at all. But all right, so unofficially, I have won a Suey for best back in my day. And we are very hopeful for Yeti because he looks great in a tuxedo.
I got to pee.
Again, for the fourth time in a row. He's peeing into a trough with a bunch of other human dongs.
Jesus. Hongs.
Exactly.
Hongs. Will Hong.
Will Hong.
William Hong.
Okay. Whatever that means. That kind of thing.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Real cream!
Hey, cool cats. Tired of suffering from prolonged virginity? Want to attract the kittens like a fancy lad? Well, a little dab will do you, and two will do you double. Brill Cream. Guys, put your hands on your tube and squeeze. Brill Cream. Dabbing it.
Brill Cream, a little dab will do you. Brill Cream, what's the matter to you? Fancy lad must always look so debonair. Brill Cream, a little dab will do you. Brill Cream, what's the matter to you? All the ladies love a lad with Brill Cream.
And we're back, and I'm very excited to share with the audience that we have just locked in. Greg Cody, like Nick Bosa, just penned a new deal. Nick Bosa just got his deal. Joe Burrow just got a deal. We were underpaid, and we just signed a new deal, and now we're the highest paid podcast on Sheets and Giggles. I'm just kidding. I'm just because Joe Burrow was highest paid. I wanted to somehow. Whatever. Sure. We just inked our new deal.
Inking it.
We are with Sheets and Giggles for the next 6 months, folks. Through February, you will hear us talking every week about Sheets and Giggles, not only because they pay us to, but because we love them so much. And honestly, I've never felt an emotional connection to a company before. And I swear to you, like this is not a bit right now. I am genuinely friends with Colin. I love this company. I love what this company stands for. Just the other day, he texts me, "Hey, you and Billy want to go to a Marlins?" Wild card. He's just always texting me like ideas and fun ways to do content with the audience. So please reward this company. If you're going to spend any money on sponsorships, I know you listen to a lot of podcasts, you hear a lot of commercials. If there's anyone to support, it is this company, sheetsgiggles.com/Greg, promo code SUEY, SUEY. We love this company. We love their products. I sleep on Sheets and Giggles sheets and bed and comforter every night, and pillow. Damn, is that pillow good? My wife was just saying the other night, she has no more neck pain, no more back pain, because she has a Sheets and Giggles pillow. Greg Cody sleeps cross-legged in his bed, but he is still able to do it with Sheets and Giggles sheets. Yeah. And I know I'm blabbering, but I just love this company, and I love that they've committed to us for the next 6 months. Please go show that support this week. Go buy your niece and your nephew sheets. Please go. We love you. Sheetsgiggles.com/Greg, promo code SUEY. Is it Suey's or Suey? Is it Suey or Suey's?
Suey, singular.
Okay. Okay, I'm actually very pleased and somewhat surprised, Christopher, that that your wife, Christy, actually spends that much time talking about the bedding and referring to.
Honestly, there's nothing my wife values more than sleep. So she honestly is as like she is text. She texts me once a month of, hey, can you get more of this or more of that? Because she's a shaliever. I was trying to think of a wordplay for sheets and believer. She's a shaliever.
I like that.
She believes in sheets and giggles. Let's come up with a nickname for people that believe in sheets and giggles.
Wow.
Shaliever is pretty good.
A shaliever. Yeah.
Shaliever. She's a shaliever.
Shaliever.
She's a sheets and believer. How about that? She's right. Whatever. We're workshopping.
Shaliever was good.
We're through most of the podcast. We haven't even said welcome to the Greg Cody Show, and we haven't even said that we're going to be back later to talk about the Dolphins opener at the Chargers and the UM game against Texas A&M, a legitimate game.
Let's not sugarcoat it and try to do this thing at the beginning of this podcast's existence. My dad would want to try to trick the audience. Hey guys, we're going to record part of the podcast here, and then later on we're going to talk football. But it's the same podcast. Listen, folks, football season's tough for us. We want to get you all the latest news every Monday. So what we're going to do is we're going to record the episode on Friday or Saturday, the bulk of it. And then at the end of the podcast, you're going to get all your juicy football news and nuggets that we record late Sunday night. All right? No tricks. Very transparent. Correct. We love you. You love us. We don't want to kill ourselves and record an entire episode on Sunday night at 9 p.m.
Right.
So we're going to do a little piecing together during the football season. But we love you and you love us.
Little behind the curtains look by you. I like that.
Yeah.
Before we get to that, I have dad jokes and three facts, Jack. And I also want to get to...
Good thing we had that meeting. I'm sure... Is that when we discussed those two concepts?
Those are very popular. 75 percentile. You know, they're very, very popular. And these may be the best ever. The ones I'm looking at right now. And then I'm going to get to one other thing that Yeti brought up regarding phone calls, because it resonates with me. It strikes a chord with me. So I want to get to that. What do you want to do first? Dad
that. I just want you to get to something.
Anything at all.
No matter what?
Is there any other options you'd love to give me? Just go get to something. You drive the show. Like, it's your show. Like,
I'm driving it. My hands are on the wheel.
You're like the driver right now. You're like, where should we go? You have your eyes closed, and I'm in the back seat, and all of a sudden, I'm driving.
Okay, funny enough, one of my three facts, Jack, concerns driving. But first, dad jokes.
Okay, perfect.
Why couldn't anyone phone the zoo? Zzz. All the lions were busy. Mm-hmm. How do bees get to school?
The school buzz.
Correct.
Hey, Chris, got it. Very good.
They take the school buzz. Number one, what happened when 500 hares got loose on Main Street?
They hopped along home.
Police had to comb the area.
I thought the hare was like a bunny joke.
It is, but it's also, if you imagine it as the word hair, which generally means what's on your head and elsewhere.
Feel good about it? Jesus.
Whoa.
Exactly.
Why'd you do that?
Because I'm dirty. I'm dirty.
You feel good about those?
My name's Greg, Mr. Cody, if you're nasty.
That's right. Three facts, Jack. Let's bring it.
There are three things that interest him, so sit right back for three facts, Jack.
Number three.
Did you just burp?
I may have, as a matter of fact. Number three, there's a large cave beneath the Lincoln Memorial that includes gorgeous 9-foot stalactite rock formation. It was discovered in the 1970s by construction workers digging out an elevator shaft. The cave features graffiti on the 122 supporting columns, original World War I era scribbling that includes caricatures of President Woodrow Wilson.
I want to know what those caricatures look like.
Yeah, me too. Number two, movie and vaudeville actor Jack Haley played the Tin Man in The Wizard of Oz, as most know. But that was only after the original actor cast in the role proved to be violently allergic to the aluminum dust in the makeup to the point of hospitalization. That actor? Buddy Ebsen, who later played Jed Clampett in The Beverly Hillbillies.
Now, that's kind of cool. I didn't know that. Now, I just heard something else about him. But anyway, the carrot. Oh, he was on the original Davy Crockett, I think.
That could be.
Can I just go ahead and try to, like, put, like, you know, like, you have to, like, at, like, a board meeting, you have to nominate something and right. then someone can second it? I just want to nominate eliminating you ever using any fact or three facts, Jack, that has the word vaudeville in it. If it has vaudeville, it's too old. Let's okay. move on to something more. Like, just as a general rule, if you see the word vaudeville, that's not it. We're going to move on to the next fact.
I know I tend to be argumentative. I will agree to that condition. Thank you. I am agreeing to that.
Thank you. And I love it. Yeti was, of course, loved it. And couldn't have. Guy was so he was so yeah. moved by that one. He's like, oh, it was so much. It sparked a thought that he couldn't find.
There
He's
you like, go. Oh, I just
listened to a stuff you should know about Davy. No, it was a 1 year episode about Davy Crockett, and they mentioned Buddy Epson. It was just like yesterday. I listened.
I just love that. That's what it brings out of people. Someone goes, I just heard about that something that I don't know.
Okay. All right. Number one, the father of traffic safety was a New Yorker named William Phelps Eno. His inventions included the stop sign. Eno birthed the field of traffic engineering and went on to develop the traffic plans for New York, Paris, and London. However, Eno himself distrusted automobiles, and the man who invented the stop sign died in Connecticut in 1945 at age 86, having never in his life driven a car.
I think you should make up facts. I think you should start doing two truths and a lie. Like,
okay, but these
funny,
sound it, like they're made up.
It
like,
would be funny. It would have just been funny if you were like, the guy who invented the stop sign's name was Lance Stop. Like, you know, yeah. Obviously that's a ridiculous one, but like, I just like the idea of that could maybe freshen. You know, we're like a couple here. We've been together for a while. We got to keep things fresh. Sure. And I think maybe the way we keep Three Facts Jack fresh is you start working in some bold faced lies.
Okay, I just agreed to the vaudeville boycott, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm in an agreeable mood.
No. As I'm thinking this out in my head, you shouldn't do it every time, but you should start every once in a while working them in, and me and Yeti can try to guess when we hear them.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Brad's stopping sign is what's going to save the show.
Like, every once in a while, you'll do one, and right after that, Yeti and I will be like, that felt like, is that one fake? And you'll either say whether it was or whether it isn't.
Okay.
And so if we not miss every it,
we'll change though. It to Three Facts Jack?
Yes, question mark. All right, sorry, Yeti, that's new imaging we need.
So we don't do this every week, just occasionally.
I just like the idea of, like, it, within the next, how about this? Do it one time in the next 3 weeks, going okay. forward, the next three.
He's going to win one at the next planning meeting.
We're all going to forget this. Like, this will never
right.
exist again.
Including me, right.
It feels good. Yes. It feels good in this moment.
Okay, that's good. Okay, we'll plan on that.
One out of the next nine will be fake, and we'll see if Yeti and I can spot it.
Okay. All right, that's excellent.
The first one next week's going to be, I, Greg Cody, am great at sex. We're going to be like, nope, that's it. That's the lie.
And you know it, baby, and you know it.
Does used to be count?
All right, that's enough.
You brought it up, my offspring.
I regret it every time.
The seed of my loins.
Can we talk about how Jesus? Without the seed,
the fruit
we would all. That was one of my favorite. Fruit,
not necessarily the seed.
That was one of my favorite Whatever. Lines from the seeds back in my day. You were like, without the seed, we'd all cease to exist.
That was good. Yeah, I am actually curious to see what back in my day won, because I don't do many back in my days anymore. But I feel like when I do one, they're pretty good. So
you averaged around one a month this last year.
Yeah.
That's pretty okay. shitty.
Well, that kind of thing. A quick...
and two of them had been done before.
But yeah. There's the cat's out of the bag. There it is.
You know, why are we putting a cat in a bag? I've never gotten that
Feels
phrase.
Feels like some as sort a, of violation.
It really does. Okay, before we get to phone calls...
I was watching the internet the other day, and there was this video of this... a vet, you know how some animals hate the vet? You're like that. Yes. You've had cats yes, that hate sure. the vet. Have you ever wondered how do they get this cat to actually like, how do they tame this cat and actually do it? Cause you just like give them the cage and just they deal with it, right?
It's tough getting my cat in the carrier.
Oh, okay. But
like my cat does not like to go in the carrier.
I'm talking about once they're at the vet and they're uncomfortable and they know they're at the vet and they're not happy. Right. How does the vet, how do these workers, these veterinarians and the nurses or whatever, how do they get the cat out to do the procedures? Do you know how?
Well, okay. Cats, are nothing to mess around with because they have claws like you wouldn't believe.
Thank you, Dad.
Okay. I don't know what you're asking me.
I'm asking you how, like, you just basically, like, okay, how do they get them out of there? I know that that's why this is an interesting question, because they,
right.
Yes, they have claws. Thank you.
I mean, they bring them in the back and I don't see what they're doing, but I will say that with the permission of the owner, they will sometimes sedate the cat.
Well, maybe that's an option too, but they have these like gloves. They look like a hockey, you know, the hockey goalie where he has his stick,
right.
But he has like that big like shield. They basically yes. wear these gloves that have those, and they reach in and the cat just like attacks this, like, and they're not feeling it basically. So it's like, it's basically like, you know, in the dog, the police dogs would come to your camp and chase down a guy and they'd bite the arm, but he had like a padding thing on. So they basically turn into that. And one doctor's job is just to, like, get the cat laying down with the gloves, and then the other doctor comes in and, like, gives the shot or whatever the procedure is.
Wow. You know, so what's weird about you saying that is that my veterinarian happens to be former Panthers goaltender Roberto Luongo.
I knew it was going
to. It's unbelievable coincidence.
I thought the funnier joke was going to be you saying that it's funny my doctor has to use the same technique to get me down for a shot. Like, it takes, like, they have to put on the gloves and they have to hold me down, and I'm biting. I'm trying to gnaw at their arm as they're doing it.
I was just going to say, this week on Three Facts, Jack, cats have claws.
Yeah, I know. That was weird. I'm like, Dad, how do you think the doctors handle
it? Like, you wouldn't believe. You would never believe that a cat has claws.
Well, Christopher, you'd be interested. This might be difficult for them because cats have claws.
Well, not everybody knows that, quite frankly.
Really?
Yeah.
Put that on the poll.
Oh, that'll go on
the poll. A lot of cats are declawed, which is not the thing to do. But
I don't think people think that they're born without claws.
It could be.
I think everybody understands that they have claws.
Next week, we interview a cat who was born without claws. The shocking story at 6.
Let's get a cat on the podcast.
I would love to get a cat.
That would be good.
I'll text Addy.
Oh, that. Okay. Yeah.
What?
I mistook you for a minute.
It's a joke, cat. Way to like keep it going.
I know. I'm sorry. I want to talk a little bit about PFPI, our legendary Cody family enterprise. We have two new members this season. Our crew of teams is expanding from 6 to 8. And so I would like to use my podcast to publicly welcome to the franchise of PFPI, Tati's Llamas and Graceland's Giraffes.
Wow. She's picking games at 5 years old.
At age 5, Graceland is believed to be the only team owner in American sports. The youngest team owner in American sports.
The Greg Cody Show would like to interview the owner of Graceland's Giraffes.
Hey, Graceland.
Hi.
Hi. Are you the leader of Graceland's Giraffes?
Yes.
Yes. Congratulations for joining us in PFPI. How does that make you feel?
Good.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Good interviewing, Dad. Who'd you pick the first game? What was your first game? What were your options? Like, who were the two teams that were playing?
The Chiefs and the Lions.
And who'd you pick?
The Chiefs.
But who won?
The Lions.
Oh, why didn't you pick the Lions? How come you picked the Chiefs?
Because I wanted to.
What was your reasoning?
Because I don't have a reason.
Okay.
Okay, she will get the rest of the games right and go 15-1 in her first week in PFPI.
No one can interview like Greg Cody.
Well, I mean, you know.
This is the 20th year of the modern era, isn't it?
It is.
Yeti, only you and my dad know that. I just want you to know, you know more about the league than any of the other members besides.
I believe it is the 20th season. That's right.
And we're not celebrating it. There's no logo. There's no like 20 logo or something.
It will be. We should get a t-shirt in the merch store. 20th anniversary PFPI.
That'll come later. But right now in the merch store, you can get what, Greg? Our brand new design.
Oh, my gosh. You know, Greg Lobos is amped. AMFFFT, America's most famous fantasy football team. And now, new merchandise, AMFT, is coming to the Greg Cody.
If you want a shirt that you can wear around where people are going to go, what the hell is that?
Zagacki.
And then you can say, what do you mean? It's America's most famous fantasy football team. Like, what kind of, where have you been? Yeah. You've been living under a rock?
What are you kidding? Where have you been? And when you pronounce the acronym, you have to really emphasize the F because there's three in a row. You got to go, you don't go amped, you go amped.
I often wear the Roy effing Kent shirt.
Yeah.
And that is a great conversation starter. People always get a great, they see it and they're like, oh, I want that shirt. This is now with this shirt that we're pitching, you're going to get a reaction and then disinterest.
No, so like, I disagree.
You know how you hear Roy effing Kent and you're like, oh, Ted Lasso. And then their incitement goes up. When you say what the AMMFFT stands for, their excitement will go down.
Was this guy named Greg Cody?
Yeah, it's just a weird, it's just like a long, he does this podcast. He's a writer in Miami. You know, you have a fantasy team. He thinks his is important.
No, not important. Just globally famous. Like Aki.
Dad, by the way, I don't want
FFFT kind of looks like how you would spell an almost silent fart.
Yes. Amp. I don't want to let you off the hook, Dad. You were very excited a few minutes ago about the additions to PFPI, you know, Tati's llamas and Graceland's giraffes.
Yep.
What about yesterday when we were on the phone before the first game of the NFL season and you forgot that they had been admitted into the league? And right. you were like, what do you mean they're in the league? They're not in the league.
That was your pride and joy and you forgot.
After at last PFPI gala, you made a whole show of letting them in the league.
Correct.
You forgot about it, and I had to remind you, and you not only forgot about it, but pushed back on it. You were like, why are you sure Graceland's young? You know,
so you were about to totally change your idea.
Less than 24 hours ago, he was anti them joining the league. And now you should have seen this press release. He sent this whole email out, Yeti, like he was this, you know, I have allowed them into my fortress. Like, you know,
I didn't.
This needs to go on our Instagram story.
He started taking the PR victory lap of now there's four women-led teams and four men-led teams.
Like, he almost forgot.
He was pushing up against it an hour before that email, and all of a sudden he was a big,
That press release I sent out is public record. You are welcome to share it on social media.
Just know that an hour before he wrote that, he was anti them joining the league.
Well, because I had forgotten that during last year's gala, I had formally invited both of them. I had forgotten that, and now we're happy to have them.
I think you forgot it because Mom and I had to twist your arm just for that last year.
Well, you know, I run a tight ship. I run a legitimate organization. We call PFPI the 33rd team because we're like an NFL franchise.
Really. No one calls it that. You're just afraid Graceland's going to beat you.
That would be hilarious. If Graceland...
All she had to do was pick the Lions and she would be the top of the league.
She would be in
Everyone picked the Chiefs. Everyone picked the Chiefs.
I know. That's so sad. Damn it. Anyway.
I had them plus 4.5. Yeah, thank Did you. You.
Okay. Good for you. So can we get to phone calls or don't we have time?
We're at about 38 minutes.
What phone calls?
Okay. Yeti brought something up that really resonated with me. And I'm like, wow, you're right. And so Yeti, I'd like you to tee this up and mention what you said.
I was thinking about this recently after when Lebo passed away. Dan, a couple days later, was talking about getting text messages. And he basically said something along the lines of like, it's okay to call me.
It was really sad, Yeti. It was him basically saying, I have felt the love from people the last few days, but I've also noticed something about society. With all the love I've felt, I've gotten like 3 phone calls. And it made me really sad for Dan of like, I feel like he's not getting, you know what I mean? Some people who would have, I don't know, but it's a great point.
Yeah, yeah. And so it got me thinking, and I've got a friend who was going through some stuff at the same time. And at first I texted him and then I was like, pick up the damn phone. And I called him and I'm glad I did, because he was just like, you have no idea like how much like thank you for calling me, like it means a lot. And he's like, I didn't change his life or anything, but for that moment and in that day he was really happy that somebody gave him a call. And then another experience I recently had, there's someone who caters at our office, and I forgot that I even called him. I called him in 2020 when everything was locked down. You know, he wasn't having any business. He's just an awesome dude. And I just gave him a call. I've never called him since. It's been, you know, over 3 years, but I gave him a call and talked to him. And he said, hey, you know, 3 years ago, you know, like I remember you when you called me, and like that, I just want you to know that that meant something to me. That was cool. And I'm not someone who calls all the time. I don't. I love the text. I do. But I've noticed that within most of the friendships and relationships in my life, if anyone's going to make a phone call, it's going to be me. I'm the one who has to make the call. And there's about 95% of the time I'm okay with that. And, you know, somebody's got to do it. But it made me think of Greg. This is where I'm going to get after you a little bit. Your South Beach sessions with Dan, you mentioned that too, that maybe I'm a bad friend because I don't call people they'll call me, I'll call them back, but you don't necessarily initiate the conversation. Yep. And so I was just thinking about, like, just think about that audience, you two, the audience, just like, it never hurts to even call somebody up to have a 5 minute, hey, how's it going? All right, cool. See ya.
And I think we all joke these days about how, you know, don't call me, text me. Like, it's like a running, it's like in our society, it's like, I don't want to talk on the phone, but you never get off the phone with a friend and you're like, that was, I'm pissed I did that. You know what I mean? Right. Even if you were, you know, you see them call and you're in the middle of something and you're like, oh shit, fine, I'll answer. And you go into it like, all right, fine, I'll do this. You always leave it being like, that felt good. That was like, you know,
yes.
The last year or so, I've like gotten back into like talking to Alex on the phone a lot. And like, we have long conversations and it's just, like I said, you just never leave those conversations being like, that was a waste of time. Like, it's just good to connect with people.
Alex is someone who will pick up the phone and call.
Yes.
And he and I talk a couple times a month, but he and I will talk music for like an hour at a time. But I don't like even just a 5 minute phone call feels pretty cool. I mean, like it's nice. And you never know what it's going to do for the person on the other side.
It's so true, dude. I was moved negatively when Dan like said that. I was like, wow, like I sent Dan a text, like even though I had seen him in person, but like, even when I like was like, hey, just thinking about you, I didn't call him. I texted him, you know, like,
right. I did the same. Yeah. I sent him a few texts after he lost his brother tragically. And because, you know, and you mean well, right? Because
you don't want to be a bother, right?
Yeah, you're thinking, I don't want, you know, he's such an important big guy. He's got so many people hitting him up and bothering him.
But he told you, he literally said that that's not true. Everyone's texting me and I'm not getting any calls.
If I had his number, I would have called him. Yeah. I totally would have.
Yeah.
But you know me, I would have. I did email his AOL email.
No,
But no, like, and you know what? To give you some, to give grace on this, we don't always know what to say in these situations.
That's why I suck at it.
And there's something that we'll talk about on a later episode, a tragedy that I've been through. That's when I realized when my family went through what, you know, we'll talk about it another day.
It doesn't matter what they say.
People didn't know what to say. And I was like, I realized it's okay. My gosh, like that's, I'm glad you don't know what to say because that means you haven't gone through this.
If you call someone and just say, I don't know what to say, I just wanted to call you and tell you I'm thinking about you. Like, that's literally all it takes.
Yeah.
Well, one of my buddies, Chris Benson, probably my best friend, he tends to call late at night. Like, he tends to call at 10:30 or 11.
It's a Benson thing.
And I know
Alex did call me at 11 p.m. the other night.
Yes, exactly. It's late. I'm like, I'm going to bed. Yeah, I got to take
Charlie. Oh, you're not
out
doing anything. You're sitting in the garage listening to your podcast.
Here's the thing. Okay, here's the thing. When he's calling, my first impression, and I'm being very honest right now,
is I don't want to answer.
I don't want to answer because I know we never talk for 5 minutes. We talk for 20 minutes plus.
But that's a good thing. You're saying all positive things. You're like, he calls me when I have nothing going on. He wants to talk for 20 minutes. Like, these are not bad things.
The point is, my instinct, and I'm not defending this. It's a negative. My instinct is, oh, man, I don't want to talk for 20 minutes.
But that's my point. You just answer it, and you'll always be happy you did.
I answer the phone, and we talk, and it starts flowing, and we're going all over the place. And it's not forced and it's great. It's like, I wish I could record that sometime because Chris and I talking for a half hour is a podcast.
Same.
And I never hang up without being glad that I spoke to him. Yeti's point, I think we've lost emails and texts have robbed us of something. And I think during the pandemic, it got even worse when we withdrew from people. And all of a sudden you had an excuse for not talking to your neighbor for 4 months. And I do think that there's something very intimate and very personal about a phone call that connects you in a way that texts and emails just can't. And I hope somebody is nodding, listening to this, and is going to call somebody tomorrow that they normally don't call or don't accept that call, because I do think it's very valuable just as human interaction.
I think we all, though, like not just the listeners, like you and me, like
true.
Like, yeah.
Think about people that you work with or that you hang out with. And yeah, just give them an occasional once a month call, even like
call Hal Habib and just talk about the old Striker days.
What an odd example, just a reference.
Hal Habib is one of my favorite names that we've ever mentioned on the show. Absolutely love
See, Hal is a different example though, because I see Hal in press boxes during Dolphin games.
You just talk work. Like, when's the last time you actually connected with him?
Probably when he was on the podcast talking about witnessing my 50-yard field goal.
Exactly.
Well, that's enough sappiness now. Let's get to football!
Okay.
All right, we are back. Sunday night. I am gross. What a weekend. Week one. This is the real week one. I know college football's been back, but when NFL is here, it's really, football's really back. Saturday, just game after game. Texas, Alabama, Miami wins. Sunday, Dolphins win a crazy game. When the Dolphins are in a 4 o'clock game, it's a dangerous day because everyone's focused for the 1 o'clocks, but usually the 4 o'clocks are when you just relax, you pass out on the couch. When the Dolphins play at 4 o'clock, you have no time for the passing out at 4 o'clock, so you're going hard. No one needs an intense 4 o'clock window. That is not meant for an intense window. All important games should be at 1 o'clock. I mean, even on the West Coast, generally 4 o'clock games for those people are 1 o'clock games. So no one should actually play at 4 o'clock. And I get that. They actually played at one. But for me, it was 4 o'clock. I should never feel like a game is at 4 o'clock. That's a different conversation for a different day. This is so exciting. Football's back. The Dolphins are good. Greg Cody, where's he? Why am I by myself? I'm not doing a solo radio show here. Hey, call in 786-456. You know, I'm not taking phone calls here. Greg Cody is having shitty internet, shitternet. So we're going to call him right now, old school style, on my cell phone speaker while I just talk into a microphone, excited because the Dolphins are 1-0.
Hello.
Greg Cody.
Hey.
Hi, you're a caller on the Greg Cody Show with Greg Cody. I'm the midnight host, Chris Cody. And we're really excited because football's back. And I feel gross because I've eaten like I didn't actually drink that much this weekend, but man, did I eat like shit. And I'm just like, I can't keep up this pace. The Dolphins, I've already ranted a bit against the Dolphins being in a 4 o'clock window because that's usually nap time.
Right.
You know, everyone's usually intense for the 1 o'clock window for the NFL, but the 4 o'clock window is usually for just relaxing. And when the Dolphins are in the 4 o'clock window, then it becomes an all day intense shit show. So even though I'm really excited about the Dolphins and the Canes, I'm feeling gross.
Okay. Well, you know, we're doing this on the phone right now, not just for this bit, but because I don't have internet at my house.
Yeah, I explained that. I did explain that to the audience a little bit.
Yeah, the Dolphins broke the internet because their offense was so big.
That's a terrible joke.
It really is, but it's just incredible what they did. But, you know, they win 36-34, and they're one touchdown away from the whole narrative being Vic Fangio. Who the hell is he? What's his defense is awful.
I thought it was interesting late in the game when the Dolphins were down by 4 and you were thinking their defense can't stop anybody, so they have to go for this here. But they kicked the field goal to put them within 1. I think that was with 10 minutes left, and they trusted their defense. I was saying to my friends, all my friends were like, you got to go for it. We can't stop anyone. I'm like, I know it's been bad, but you have to trust this defense to make a stop. So yeah. I actually liked that even though the defense was terrible early in the game, late in the game, like McDaniel still said, like, I still trust this defense to make a stop when they need it. Jalen Phillips had so many almost sacks in that game.
Yeah.
And then he finally gets home late in the game when we need it. It was just, this team is so, like, I can't believe the Dolphins seem legit. I'm so excited.
Right. No, they do. I hate to say it because, you know, I'm cast as the homer. But when I say that the Dolphins are, like, really, really good, I believe it. And I think the defense, you know, it's a whole new defensive system. I do think the defense is going to come around, but that offense, you can't stop Tyreek Hill. I mean, you just can't. He's faster than you, you know. He's faster than you. He was bragging he's going to be the first 2K receiver, first 2,000-yard receiver for a season. I wouldn't bet against him at this point. I mean, it's crazy. And Waddle is your second-best receiver. And then River Craycraft, whose name sounds like, you know, a villain in a novel. I mean, he's not bad. I mean,
Taco. I was making the Taco Craft joke.
Okay, you could do that. You could do that. And then here's the thing: the day before, the Miami Hurricanes kicked the ass of Texas A&M, and then the Dolphins going and have a win more impressive.
Yeah.
Than the Canes. I mean, and then shout out to Coco Gauff. I gotta say it.
Yeah.
We don't talk tennis on this podcast at all, but Coco Gauff, 19 years old, local girl, Delray Beach. Go Coco, go.
We're Coco for Go-Go. We're Coco for Go-Go Golf.
Damn right we are. I mean, I am so into what she's doing. She's the next big hope. She's the youngest U.S. Open winner since Serena Williams in 1999. And I'm just excited about her.
Christy just walked by me like, why is your dad on speakerphone talking into the microphone? And I'm just like, don't ask.
Oh, how does she know I'm on speakerphone?
Because she just walked by me and heard the speakerphone.
Okay. I don't know how that works. I thought that was only a speakerphone on my end. Like, how does that work? Hello?
I'm just going to let that sit.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I don't know. Speakerphone is for my convenience.
Okay.
As far as I
knew. Anyways, football. That's it. We don't need that much right now. This is, I feel like football's back and I love it. There was one point at some point, it wasn't even during the Dolphins game. It was during a 1 o'clock game. There was just a random like play at the line of scrimmage where someone almost got a first down and then the ref came up and pointed in the other direction. And I just said to the group of people I was watching football with, I just was like, I love football.
Oh man, it's the best.
There's just something about it that's just...
It's great. No, it's the best. But I have to ask you before we leave. Are the Lobos doing anything today? I've barely checked.
Dad, you don't want to... Like, I know no one cares about other people's fantasy teams, so I'm usually not interested in this, but let me talk about my fantasy team for a second.
No, people care about the AMFFFFT.
Dad, I traded for Tyreek Hill in the Keeper League, and I have Tua. So I have Tua, Tyreek Hill, and Eckler. I got about 79 points from those three alone.
Oh, my God. You must be winning by 1,000 points.
I have 171 points, and I have Olave. It's just things are going well at a...
Yeah, you're right. Nobody wants to hear about your team. But how about the Lobos, though?
Dad, I didn't even look.
Oh, great.
Okay. By the way, happy birthday. Can I say I love you? That you're the best? Yeah. I didn't get you anything.
I noticed you didn't. And also, Mom and I were talking about this, and I will admit she brought it up. And we have to devote an entire episode to this very subject, but I just want to tease it right now. You didn't buy me a card.
Dad, I'm done with cards. I told you this like a while ago, especially with you. Like, maybe I'll get Mom a card, but I'm done with cards for you.
Yeah, but Mom's birthday was last month and you didn't get her a card either.
I don't do like I first of all, I've been trying to have lunch with Mom for 6 months.
Okay, here we go. We'll further discuss the card thing at some future date because it is worth chewing over.
Okay. I'm excited to chew it. Oh, let's chew it at another date.
Okay, love you.
Go Dolphins. Let's sing at Miami has the Dolphins.
The greatest
football team. We take the ball from goal to goal.
Like no one's
ever seen.
We're on the ground.
And we're in the air. We're on the ground. We're always.
And when you say Miami.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, merrily, merrily.
Merrily, merrily, life is but a dream. All right. How'd we get sidetracked? Thank you, honey. All right. Let's chat with you. You still there? All right. Hang up now. Christopher. Hang up! All right, now you're messing. Pardon me. Now you're messing with me. I'm about to hang up. See ya.